Okay. Listening live from the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio Studio, you have just tuned into the Wendy Power Show. Wendy is a true clairvoyant. She has been on numerous TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career and has made many amazing predictions in the media which have came true. In her show, she covers spiritual topics, and of course, you can get into the queue for your mini reading. Wendy Powers is not only a world-renowned psychic, she is an ordained minister, radio talk show host, writer, teacher, public speaker, intuitive counselor, and a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you'd like a mini reading this morning, please call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as the phone lines fill up quickly for requests for live psychic mini reading. That number again is 646-378-0378. Here now is one of the most gifted psychic mediums of our time, Wendy Powers.
Well, thank you, Courtney. I know. Thank you, everyone, for being patient. There's something going wrong technically in the studio, so I'm not really quite sure what's happening. So I guess it'll be an interesting journey for all of us. I am not sure if my I have a wonderful guest today, and those of you who have heard her before know that she adds a great deal to you know, our show, and I'm just hoping that she's on the line as well. And I am going to see if I can find her. But Renee Money is a numerologist, and she does Tarot, and she's quite a gifted psychic as well. And she happens to be my sister. And a lot of people ask, you know, are people in your family psychic? Is it genetic? Is it something that can be passed down? And yes, it can, and it definitely. But you know why? I don't know if it's so much a genetic thing as much as it's a situation where people, I guess, have a more open-mindedness. And we choose, remember, who we come into the world to be our parents, even very, very awful, difficult things. And, you know, we're here on that journey to learn and grow and evolve the soul. So, but I have the pleasure of having a very intuitive family. Our mother did some tarot. In fact, Renee, you inherited mom's, you know, cards. Are you on the line? Can you hear me, Renee?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. So Renee's going to be joining me, and we're going to do live readings for you throughout the show. I hope you all are getting the show clearly. I don't know quite what is going on with the technology here, but you know what? We can circumvent that and go right to the energy that, you know, and we'll divine everything in a perfect and balanced order. Correct, Ray? We'll get it done.
We'll get it done.
We'll get it done. You know, hey, they can't mess with us. We can do that.
No.
Well, again, just so those of you who might not have heard the beginning of the show, we do have lines open for people to call and get in the queue, and we will be doing readings, Renee and I, but we're going to just do a little chat here and talk to you a little bit about what it is to be psychic and what Renee does and how she does what she does. The voodoo that she does so well, as they say, just kind of get in tune with you so that we can, you know, give you kind of a little quick insight to your future. We are going to be doing numerology. So what we're going to ask of you to get ready is just to have your month and day of your birth. Renee's going to talk to us a little bit about what the vibration of June 2015 is bringing to us. So she's going to give you a what's currently happening now in your, you know, your reading. I will jump in as well and tune in to what's going on. We do it differently, but it's just that we have different focus points. So I don't use numerology, and but I do respect it. That, again, Renee's very intuitive, and she just uses it a jump off to be able to tune into you a little bit better, and you'll hear her as she goes along. Those of you who have had the opportunity to hear Renee on with me. It's always a fun hour. It really is, and it goes very quickly. So we're going to try to get right into it. But those of you who want to get into the queue, I know we have many people already waiting, but call 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378, and we'll get you into the queue. Otherwise, you can just listen to the show on that line. But if you do want to get into the queue, do pound and one, and you'll be able to get in to my producer, Courtney, who hopefully is standing by. I know in the studio there has been some technology problems, technical problems. But anyway, I am also, for those of you who may not have heard that whole introduction, I am Wendy Powers, and I am clairvoyant. The way I tune into people is more through their energy. I usually just need their name and the city or the country that they're coming from, or they're calling from, and I can tune right in. Even when you're in my office, I do readings in an office in Novi, Michigan. I also read people over the phone. I do phone readings all over the world. And sometimes I have to have an interpreter for people that are in different countries, but it's just as accurate, in fact, sometimes even more accurate on the phone, because we're not, you know, distracted by what you're doing. I can just, you know, tune into that energy. But I love it when people can come into the office too, because like I said, the only difference between doing a reading in my office or doing a reading on the phone is that I can physically give you a hug in the office. I'll have to spiritually give you a hug on the phone. And that's always wonderful. You know, we are an energy being. And you ever notice how people need a hug every now and then? They just need a hug. No one wants to be alone. Even animals, you see, will snuggle up with each other. People need that energy exchange. And when you give a good energy exchange, it just boosts us up and makes us strong and gives us, I don't know, just kind of a better sense of center and being. And it's very, very important. If we go long periods of time without that hug from somebody, hopefully it's somebody closer than a stranger, but even if it's from a stranger, it helps us feel more connected and a little bit better in our center. But whether an animal or a person, we need to have that balance. So we can do it spiritually just as much as we can do it physically. But it's wonderful when you can do it, you know, physically. So anyway, Renee, I just would like to let you kind of introduce yourself. I've given you a little bit, but you tell us what you're going to do for us today.
Okay, my name is Renee Money, and as Wendy has said, I am a numerologist. I also use tarot in my readings, one-on-one or in groups with people. Interestingly enough, when we were having the problems with the connections, I thought about it, and today is a two-day. And on a two-day, we get a lot of conflict. So things don't normally go as smoothly or have as much flow as they normally would have. But you do get to where you need to be. So our little mess up there where it wasn't connecting made sense to me once I realized it was a two-day.
Well, it's a number two is what you mean. That's a two-day in case, you know, we speak numerology lingo. But, well, what did I say to you before all this started this morning? What did I say?
Yeah.
We're gonna have problems. I woke up knowing that there was going to be problems.
Yes, you
know, getting the show on their own. So I wasn't surprised. It's just you have to deal with it and move forward. But it all worked out. And so tell us what you're going to do for people when we bring them on the line and, you know, and also before we do that too, I would like you to kind of give us an understanding of what's happening in June. What's the vibration of June?
Well, first of all, numerology to me it is a science. And what it is it's all having to do with numbers. And everybody has a personal number, has a daily number, has a yearly number. For today, we're going to just deal with everybody's vibration for this year. So when you get on the line, you are going to give me your day of birth and month of birth only. And that way I can connect into you and talk to you about what's going on with you. The second thing is that the whole year holds its own vibration number. And so the year 2015, so take 2, 1, and 5, and that adds up to an 8. So for the entire year of 2015, we're under money, love, and power. And that means we will all be affected in some way with money, love, and power. For the month, we're going to be in a vibration of 4. And under a vibration of 4, that is trying to get to where you need to be. So it's attainment. It's really, really working on your job. Or you'll find you're really working on you personally. It's like you're suddenly driven and more focused on the things that you really need to be focused on. And the funny part about that is you may not know what your focus is. It just happens. So all of a sudden, if you take a look in the mirror and say, boy, I need a makeover, you would look at yourself physically and say, you know what, I'm going to try this. And it would be something totally out of context, something that you would never think about changing. But because it's affecting, you would do that. So a month of 4 is actually a relatively good month. It means that you are more focused, that you're looking to go forward in your job and your career. Even if you have no action right now, the seed has been planted. So it's about getting to where you need to be.
You know, I find that fascinating because you said this is a vibration of 4, which is the month of June. I know for myself and some, you know, of my closest friends and so on that we've been kind of focusing on, like with myself, you know, focusing on, you know, doing things that I've been putting off. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. And all of a sudden it was like, in fact, it was right at the beginning of the month. I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to just get up and do it. I'm starting to work on my body. I started walking around the block and I built another website. I've got 2 websites now, but this, my second website I completed in about 4 days. 5 days in total, because it actually, I started it Sunday afternoon, this last Sunday, and finished it 2 days ago, and I took a day or so off during that week to work, you know, because I see clients, and it was like, it was time. It's also, you've got that vibration pushing you when you've made your decision, so you're able to go forward faster, and you got that motivation, and I think that's what that vibration is bringing.
Exactly.
And by the way, and that website that I'm talking about, for anybody who may know somebody who's thinking about getting married, or possibly you have a situation where you need someone to, you know, do some, prayers and so on for people that are ill, or even memorials and funerals. I'm also ordained minister, as you heard in the intro, and my new website is spiritualweddingofficiant.com. So if you want to check that out, and it's, spiritualweddingofficiant.com. Now, I can do destination weddings for those of you who are listening all over the world, so it's just give me a call. You'll see if you go on that website, you know, we can work something out. So you can have a beautiful non-denominational spiritual wedding ceremony. So it gives you more details. But that was a big motivation. It was just something I've been thinking about for a while to put out there. And I took on that daunting task of building, you know, another website. And also at the same time, I decided I'm getting myself out of the chair and I'm walking around and I'm getting myself back. But I can just feel that push that you're talking about, Renee. That,
yep.
What did you do? What pushed you this month, Renee?
The funny part of that is that we have a lakefront property, and you know, we wait for the kids to come up and help, and they just weren't arriving. And so my husband and I took on the daunting task of doing the outside work for the summer. And so that's getting the beach ready, getting the boats ready, you know, things like that. So the things that I would normally not do, which is that, I just got motivated and said, you know what, I'm not waiting for everybody else. Let's just do it ourselves. And that's,
yeah, and
that, if you know me, I have some physical issues. It's hard for me to do things, but I did it anyways.
But, yeah, this has that motivation. So everyone who's listening, you know, use this month, this motivational month. I mean, it's just kind of driving us. That's the lovely thing about knowing what vibration things are. When we're looking at, oh, gosh, we're not able to get ourselves moving, sometimes it is, you know, in the vibration of the day or the month and what you're going through in the decision. So, okay, so we're going to go right to our phones, and hopefully all will go well. Now, our first person we're going to bring on, Renee, we'll work on this together. Hello, is this Deep?
Yes, this is Deep. Hi, Wendy and Renee. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. You tried last month, and we lost you completely. I remember that.
Yes.
So we'll try to keep
it.
And where are you calling from, Deep?
I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Well, great. And so, Renee, I'm going to let you give Renee your name. We know Deep, but I mean your birthday.
Month. I need his month and day of birth.
Yeah, that is 24th of April.
24. Oh, wow. You're really complete. He's in a year of nine. And in the year of nine, it's the cycle ending. We have our cycle begins with the cycle one and goes through the cycle nine. And it changes every 9 years. The cycle repeats. So this year, he's completing things. He's finishing things that need to be taken care of. And to put it out there for everybody else and not just him, this would be the year that you clean out that attic, get rid of the things that no longer are necessary to you. More personal to him is that he's letting go of the things that are no longer important. So the people in his life that have caused him issue problems for years, he's relegated them to another position. So if they used to be a friend, they're now an acquaintance. As far as his love life is concerned, if he didn't solidify a relationship last year, he would this year. So
that's,
he should be able to relate
to
that.
Well, yes, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was just going to say that part of what I was picking up on, you're right on. And there's somebody that you care about that isn't living near you. I mean, maybe even in a different county or different province. It's a distant relationship. Is there somebody that you broke up with but there's like a distance between the two of you right now, Dee?
There's a friend called Dimitra. We are still friends, but we like each other, so she keeps pulling back and forth.
Yeah, and that's what I was picking up on, and I think that's what Renee was commenting on as well, is that, you know, you're kind of putting people in perspective of how they're going to be in your life this year, and that relationship has kind of, though, emotionally bothered you because it's very karmic. It was one of those relationships that it's hard to let go of a soulmate relationship and put it into that kind of perspective where it's only going to be a friend or they're going to be just dealing with it a little differently in the relationship and the friendship. There's somebody new, though, that's coming into your life, and I felt that somebody should come in this month. Is there a new relationship that, and not the one we were just talking about, but a newer relationship?
Yeah, sorry, I got it wrong. What you first mentioned was probably my ex. So I'm getting divorced, and the divorce is completing now. And the new relationship was with this girl called Dimitra. Do you see that working out?
Yes. Okay. Renee was laughing because that's exactly what we're talking about.
Saying endings and then new ones. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And because I could feel the old relationship, the divorce, because it's not complete, but it's something that has it still tugged at you. I could feel that, and that you guys would be in different places, living in different places. But, you know, the good thing about that relationship, and just going backwards, is that that relationship will continue to be, you know, kind of like friends, because there was a deeper, you know, connection than, but that doesn't mean we have to stay together. As far as the new relationship, I felt, you know, this is an interesting, this relationship this month is actually the action month that Renee was talking about with the four, vibration four, but I feel that you guys are still having some communication issues, trying to get together. This is the new one. And, but yet I do feel that you guys are going to take action in making this relationship become action, I mean, this connection to become a relationship. See, it's like there's been intermittent things going on with the two of you to get it going, and not sure where it's going to go, the promises, but not promises, just trying to see where you guys are going. And then all of a sudden, when we get into July and August, I was feeling this relationship, and it's probably because of your own, you know, issues with letting go of the past, the divorce. Now all of a sudden, you know, things are coming in, and they're doing well. The woman that's in your life, the current relationship, isn't she also going through a breakup?
Yeah, she is also going through a breakup, yeah.
Yeah, because I could feel someone on her other side that she's letting go of. And so that's why you two are having issues in the current time. But that's going to, by the time we get to August, I feel that her relationship is in the past, or she's let go, she's letting go now, she's let go, and the two of you will then be able to actually move into a real strong, solid, we're building on just us. Your past is your past relationship, her past relationship is, so it's like there's a lot more here to be said, but I was just feeling very strongly that this whole summer and going into the early fall is you two both going through this transitional time of letting go of the past, and then moving into solidifying and being strong together, because you really weren't sure if this was going to work out, and mainly because of in her life, you really weren't sure. But I do feel it moving in that direction. Does that make sense to you, Dee?
Yes, it definitely does, Wendy. Do you see the possibility of a marriage in this relationship?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Once we get past the situation in this summer and early fall, and Renee can give us the vibration of next year, but I feel you two are in a very strong relationship. You will be married really quickly. I don't know if the vibration for Deep Renee is to get married next year, but my feeling is yes, because timing is always the most elusive thing when you're doing a reading. But I would feel that within a year of the two of you letting go completely of our past relationship, you two are looking at marriage. Absolutely. Renee, what do you feel on the timing?
Well, he'll be in brand new beginnings as of next April, because the vibration mm-hmm. runs birthday to birthday. So, yes, that's
right.
Entirely possible in brand new beginnings. So he's really going to feel refreshed and will be starting over in every way. So it could
mm-hmm.
be that he's combining homes. It could be that he actually changes where he lives. I think he probably already did change where
yeah.
he was living, but yeah,
in the
basically
process,
overall,
yeah.
yeah.
I feel in the process of moving. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
and so I would give that, you know, Deep, I think next year, 2016, after April Renee's talking about, I feel also in that, but you guys know you're going to get married. You will get married, though, by no later than 2017. And because I feel that the relationship is in the worst time right now. And it's not the worst time, because you've had worse times, but I mean, it's going into all this letting go of old and coming into new and getting into that direction. But this feels like Renee, you may feel this too, but what's the birthday in the month of your you know, your friend? Because Renee might be able to see how it works together.
It's 26th June.
26th June.
32.
We're giving
you
a little extra time here, Dip.
Okay.
We cut you off last month and you had to wait a whole month. But go ahead.
Well, she's in a vibration of three right now, which says she wants relationship and love and the feeling of closeness. So she pretty much felt barren in her last relationship. So she really wants love, and she wants true love. She doesn't want, you know, she wants to nest. She wants to be in love. She wants the idea of love is very attractive to her at this time. And then right after that, she flips into the year four, which is getting what she needs to do, to get for herself. So if she thinks you're the one, then she's ready. She's open. She's willing. You would know that by now. So you need to really listen to what she's saying to you. So she's telling you, yes, she wants the relationship. Yes, she wants to be with you. Then that is true. If she's still vacillating, going back and forth, it's only because of what's going on with her endings part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I felt the same thing, Renee. So I think we're on the same path as that. But I hope we've helped you out, Deep. Again, we gave you a little bit more info there, and I hope it helped you because I know you've been very patient calling in from the United Kingdom. But you have a beautiful and blessed day, and again, I hope we've helped you out.
Thank you. You have helped me a lot, Wendy and Renee. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, Renee, we're going to go to our next person. Let's see. All righty. Is this Kathy?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Kathy. And you're calling.
How are you?
Oh, we're wonderful, I think, with all the technical issues that we're having. But
I know. Are we out of Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, I think this is just, hey, what the heck?
Okay.
So anyway, so where are you calling from, Kathy?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay, Maryland. All right. And your day and month of birth?
December 13th.
Okay, Renee, I'll work on that, and we'll tune in to see what's going on with you.
Okay. She's in a year of five. And she's halfway through it. So what I'm saying to you, it's said with lots of love, because sometimes when I say this to people, they just, like, are taken somewhat aback because they don't listen. They don't notice it. But this year is all about you. Everything that you normally would let slide, you don't anymore. This year, you call people down for the things that you don't like. You do more for yourself this year. So my analogy to that is, if you would go into a car lot and you would buy the practical car, this year if you went to that car lot, you wouldn't buy the practical car. You would buy the car that really makes you happy.
That's what I did.
Okay, see, makes sense. So, but you have to give yourself a break this year, because you only get this every 9 years, and you have to make this your me year. You have to do things that make you happy. This is the year that you do for you. So if you want to take that trip, but you've never had the guts to do it or didn't want to spend the money, you got to do it.
Well, I am.
You got to reward, because you got to reward yourself every 9 years, and that's what this year is about. So don't take criticism from people. Don't let people say, boy, you know, why do we have to do what she wants to do? It's just because it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very right, and I can feel that too from you, Kathy. And, you know, an interesting thing is that for the last, oh, gosh, you went through a couple years, though, that you were pretty down. Because I can feel the vibration kind of coming out of the darkness and into light, like you had a couple years of depression. And, you know, so you're coming into that lighter time. Now, you're still not completely out of it, because the biggest thing that you're going to be going through, and I think it happens to people that are kind of shifting their whole paradigm of purpose, you know, and thought. And when I'm talking about that, it's that it's like trying to figure out, okay, why am I even here? What am I doing? Okay, it is about you now, but it's like, what can I do to evolve yourself, evolve your soul, evolve that, you know, part of you? And I, because you know, you've been kind of lost a little bit inside yourself. One of the things that you're going to be doing is rediscovering. And I say rediscovering because you kind of knew about it before, but you just kind of didn't develop it, where it's your own intuition. You're going to rediscover that you have a strong interest in learning about, you know, the intuitive part of yourself and even helping others. You've just been kind of, you know, sometimes we lose our faith in ourselves, I guess is what I'm feeling, but I do see that's being rekindled. But that's something I'm feeling. Now, there's somebody that just, is it somebody around you that just had a baby? I just seen a new child around. I don't know if you're taking care of or know somebody who's been, I just see a new baby. I didn't see it as a grandchild, but I saw a new baby around you.
Wendy, it also could be the rebirth of something. So it could be that within herself she has some kind of rebirth going on.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm picking up on another physical being.
Oh, I just got a new 8-week-old cat.
Oh, there you go. That's a baby.
And our pets are our babies.
I don't mean it to sound like I'm trying to make it fit, but there's so many people that look at their pets as their children today. Now, unlike 10 years ago, people aren't owners, they're guardians now of their pets. And so,
yeah, I just lost my 20-year-old cat last week.
Okay, and then you just got a new baby. Okay,
I got a new baby.
You got a new baby. So I said it just how you feel it. That's what I mean. Because I didn't see it like a grandchild or a physical. I mean, but I thought it was a physical being, a physical, you know, and there it is, an animal. Okay, cool. And that's going to say the what I was going to say is in that your baby is going to lift you up out of that darkness. It gives you kind of a different focus because that's what I was feeling. You're coming out of those couple years of real depression. So anyway, I didn't know if you had a question for Renee and I, but we could feel the vibration that this is really going to be the year that you're going to start doing things. You're going to start moving forward and getting the motivation that seemed to be lost for a few years.
Yeah, my question was about my spiritual journey. You know, coming up.
And I think that's what we've been saying.
Right.
We're saying that, you know, your intuition, you're going to reconnect with it. You're going to reconnect with, you have an ability to I'd like to see you work with auras and energies of auras. You're going to work better with like the touch healing and the aura energy. And that'll help you again in your spiritual journey to kind of rediscover things within you. You got to find purpose, you know, and you're going to find yourself hanging around people that have more, you know, spiritual quest or knowledge, and they want to, you know, do fun things, you know, and that's
right.
The important
thing.
And
that's what I'm looking for, because I already know Reiki.
There you go. That's what the energy is. Okay. The healing. Okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to find new people to connect with this year.
Well, that's exactly what I was feeling. You're going to have more fun. You're going to find people and connect. Because I could feel your gift is in the, you know, the touch healing, which is Reiki healing, and the aura and dealing with the aura. So you're on the right track. And this is your year. And I just felt that it started in April, but I really do feel that there's somebody that you've met, a lady that is going to start moving you into, say, let's go do this, go do that. And it starts to move you in, and then there's talk about let's do this actually as, you know, a little business, you know, trying to get back in touch with people. And just it's just kind of a developing next several months, moving this into something much more constructive and helping people than it has been, because you've been just kind of in this dark place, you know.
Right.
But anyway, so I hope that helped you out, Renee.
Thank you both so much. That's great.
No, she just needs to widen her horizons as far as her connections go. So she really wants to move it forward. She needs to get out of the pond she's fishing in and jump into a different one. And so, you know, connect. She needs to just connect with other people than the one she already knows.
Well, and she's moving forward with that, I think. And there's
right.
somebody that you met in April that's starting to kind of you're communicating with, and you know, just somebody that you may have already known, but you really started talking more in, since April, and moving you forward. You've just been kind of letting yourself go in that cocoon, and you're coming out. You got your new baby. And so,
I got a new baby,
wild
baby.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And that does help a lot. But anyway, all right, Kathy, well,
thank you.
You have a blessed day. All right,
you too,
you.
Both of you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Renee, well, that was fun. You know, that is a thing, you know, and you probably come up against that because I know you have one of those little furry babies.
Yes.
And, you know, and we do. I know when I had my Shih Tzu, and she unfortunately passed on from cancer. And she was my baby. I mean, that's just the way it is. And, you know, we have a whole different thought process with our beautiful little, you know, companions that we didn't have 20 years ago or 10 years ago. People didn't
mm-hmm.
look at people, you know, in that perspective. So let's move on, and we're going to move to, all right, we're going to go to, if this will turn on. Okay. Oh, there we go. Hi, is this Tina?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tina, and where are you calling from?
Southfield, Michigan.
Southfield, Michigan. All right, Michigan. Okay, so you want to give Renee your day and your month?
April 25th.
Okay, she's in brand new beginnings. So last year to me is prior to your birthday. So it was the whole year of 2014 to your birthday in 2015. So last year you let go of things that weren't important. We talked about that before with the gentleman we were talking to. But for you, it was letting go of being angry. Learning to forgive, learning to make the decisions that, you know what, it isn't worth me being so upset about. So what you did is you forgave and let go. And so in this year, it's brand new beginnings. So you have opened your horizons. You're ready for new. You're ready. This would be a year that you would start a business if you aren't looking to start a business.
I've been in business already. Do you have a business already, Tina?
Pardon me? I'm sorry.
Do you have a business already? I didn't mean to interrupt you. I think you're totally right, Ray. I'm just trying to pick up on
no,
something.
I do
maybe
not.
Something. Maybe it's something new within the business, you know, or because I think you're right, Renee, that
right.
maybe Tina's not quite right there yet, but, you know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is in a year one, if she doesn't have a business or she works within a company, this would be the time where she expands. If she's a person that is unemployed right now and is staying at home, she's going to open her eyes and see something she really wants to do. And so it's a year of forward movement. And everything you do, it's a forward step. You're done going back. So it's a fabulous year. It's a year for you to do opportunity, meeting new people. It's a huge change for you because you're now open. Can you relate to that, Wendy? She's open for movement. She's open for change. She's open for things to happen.
I just think that she's been having more issues in trying to decide what to do financially. And so in general, I think you're, you know, in that respect of the business thing, didn't mean to jump in, but I was thinking that there's going to be, you know, like you said, formulating or expanding something you're already doing. Is there something that you've been thinking about putting together?
Actually, no.
Okay. So why are we both getting that?
Well, it's because she needs to do something different, and the whole point is that if am I right? You're not working right now, right, Tina?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, yes.
You're not working right now, correct?
Yes, she is.
No, I am.
No.
I'm working.
She is working.
I've been at the same job for 25 years.
Yeah, we're talking about something on the side that we're looking at you doing. No, I felt that she was working. I think what you're feeling, Renee, is the new thing, you know, so what she isn't doing right now. But the new thing that you're going to do is just going to be kind of more of a fun hobby type thing that you're going to end up finding that it fills you a little bit time and it fills you up a little bit more and it actually turns into a little business. So I think that Renee was picking up on that as doing it yet, but you know definitely you're working. You're going to go through retirement too. You've been thinking about earlier retirement, and so maybe this is something we're projecting for you after you go through your retirement. But you've been thinking about it right now and dabbling with it right now. Sometimes things don't always make sense when we do a reading, and Renee will agree with this. And where is that? Because you haven't kind of gotten yourself where we feel you're going. Or you'll get off the phone and you go, oh, they mean that flower arrangement or whatever else I'm doing. You know, that kind of a thing is what I think Renee is talking about. But I did see that you're going to go through an early retirement. Did you plan on it to be about 7 years from now?
Huh.
Who said that?
No, it was me. I went, huh.
Do you plan on going to an earlier retirement?
I would hope so, but I don't know if I can right now.
Well, I know. Right now, again, you're in the right now. You don't know, but I feel you will. And when you go from that, you're going to move right into this other thing that's a hobby that you're going to evolve it into a business, and it keeps you financially, because it's on your mind, you know, the money. As I said, financially is your bigger focus and concern about that. But I did see that you'll be able to go through retirement in 7 years, and then this business that Renee's bringing up is that I think the revelation, Renee may agree with this in the timing, is going to come, I think, even after you get off the phone, but I think it's going to come this month. And what we're talking about is not saying you're sitting down opening up a new store or something like that, but you're going you're going to take something that you're interested in and evolve it into a kind of a business and a hobby. And you know, they say the most successful people are people that make money on what they love, you know, and take their hobbies. So that's kind of, you know, a general, but kind of a hopefully help you out. I didn't mean to sound confusing, but you're a hardworking person and you feel like maybe you don't have the creativity to start something or the ambition to sing, but it kind of falls in your lap. And it just happens little by little. So, you know, Renee, I think, is, you know, got that. In don't you feel that vibration, Renee?
Yes, but exactly. But I think that it could be involving somebody else, too. So it could be a family member or something along those lines. But the thing with the work, do you do something from home?
No.
For job? No.
No, I don't work from home, no.
Okay.
No, I think, again, Renee, you're picking up on something that's going to be born from a hobby, from an interest. No, I thought she was with a larger corporation, but I think the reason you're putting that in a secondary position in your psyche is because she really, you know, she doesn't really want to be there, you know, and so it's like not her in the forefront of wanting to be there. You know, she's probably wanting to be
right.
at home, and you know, and but I think what Renee's trying to say is that if you start to work from something, and it can start out in hobby from your home. And then evolve it to, you know, when you're ready to be up and out of there as far as retirement, you can actually step right into the second thing. And I think Renee's absolutely right. There's somebody else that will be talking to you. It's another woman that will say, hey, you know, I'm interested in learning this. And then you guys are going to take a class. You're going to learn a little bit. And then it just kind of evolves from there. And so, therefore, I think that's going to go. I wish I could say something more exciting about finances, but that, you know, or winning the lottery or doing something like that. But I just feel that you're going to need that other business that's going to be developing on the side so that you can enjoy those golden years, as they like to give us, you know, but with a little couple shillings to be able to, you know, survive the retirement. And also have some joy. But anyway, we'll have to scoot along. But I hope we've helped you out, Tina, a little bit.
Okay, thank you so much for the reading.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Yes, well, you know, we talk to people sometimes, Renee, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I just got something up on my screen that said we were disconnected. So hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No,
so,
no, I'm still here.
Okay, so we're going to go to our next person and see. We've got somebody who's been on the line quite a while, so we'll see if we can get her. What I was saying before we talked to Lisa is that sometimes you pick up on things and I pick up on things before that person's actually made those decisions or has an awareness, but that doesn't happen. So just, you know, that's
exactly
the danger of working in the field that we work. Lisa, are you on the line?
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for your patience. We're just having a fun day on this technical board here today. And where are you calling in from?
In the Midwest portion of the United States.
Okay. And your day and month of birth?
9/22.
Oh, my goodness. It's my ex-husband. Oh,
goodness.
Oh, 9/22. Virgo. Oh, that's a good thing. You know,
it's
always good and things, because female Virgos are different than male Virgos, too. And that's one of the signs, by the way, not to talk about the numerology of it, but the astrology part of it is one of those signs where Virgo females are much different than Virgo males. Don't you agree with that, Renee? Because I've learned that because we have another sister who's much older than we are who is an astrologer. She used to make astrology charts by hand, drawn by hand, and be long before computers, and she worked in tropical, and she was quite amazing. She didn't do it professionally, but she was just phenomenal. And you couldn't help but learn a lot of things through what she did, because we all sat there wanting to learn and know more about astrology. But I just know that about the male and the female. And but anyway, why don't you go ahead and give Lisa what you were finding?
Okay, Lisa, you're in a karmic year of 11, and what does that mean? The reason I went to the year was because to me it's more important than the month. And I know that we were going to talk about what's going on this month, but for you, it's more important to know what's going on for you this year. It's a year of doing a check on the things that you've already learned. Karmic master numbers are important. They're 11, 22, 33, and 44. And what do they bring? They bring lessons that are very important for you to learn. So right now you are doing a check on the lessons that you have learned so far in your life. So things will revisit you. For instance, money issues. If you didn't pay your bills on time when you were younger, again, you will be challenged with that. And so it's to remember how not to get into debt, how not to cause yourself problems within your money. So don't make fast movements. Don't buy things that you shouldn't be buying. If you learned the lesson in the past, then it's just a check on you. It's like, okay, well, I can't afford this, but I can afford that. So pay attention to that. Relationships, meeting the same man time after time. So if you're a single woman, you would be picking the same guy. And it's like the universe is screaming at you, look
meaning
at somebody different.
Meaning the same
different.
Type of guy. You mean the same
yes.
type of guy. Okay,
yep, you're not meeting the same guy. It's the same personality, the same look.
Right.
If you're in a long-term relationship, it's going to be what is it that I can do to make this work? Because you'll be challenged by that more next year. So just pay attention to what you've already learned in your lifetime. And when you have the same problems arise, remember how you cured them in the past. That's basically the easiest way I can say it to you.
Okay. Now, what I'm feeling, too, and thank you, Renee, because I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you're absolutely right about facing things again. You know, one of the things that I felt that you're dealing with, Lisa, is kind of like a split with your work world. You know, it's like you're trying to decide whether you should, you know, move into another company or another field, you feel flustered, you know, almost frustrated, but flustered with the idea that you want to move forward, you want to do more, but you've been in kind of a mental slump as well. It's like, but it's, you know, there's changes going on in where you work right now. And the changes that are going on, you're wondering, is this going to work out for you, or is it going to be a problem where you're left behind or you're left out of the new things that they're kind of, you know, doing at this company? I just kept feeling like a recreating, there's a retooling or a different mindset of how they're doing business. But have you been going through a lot of, you know, unsureness with your work?
That
are you
works.
There, Lisa? Lisa,
yes.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Did you hear, because we've been having so much trouble here today, and I don't want to, did you hear all what I said? Can you sense all that stuff within you that what I was saying?
I don't know. Sometimes, a little bit, but I feel it's fine where I am.
Right.
I just wondered if there was a chance for, you know, higher levels eventually. Yeah.
Well, right, but what I was trying to say, and maybe you can give me some confirmation on it, is that they're going through some changes, good changes, but they're going through they're reinventing themselves. They're doing some good things to make things nicer, you know,
mm-hmm.
and more importantly, you know, it's not necessarily an expansion as much as it's a change within perception about what,
yeah.
you know, what's going on. Because I could feel that change, and you were wondering whether or not you were going to be a part of it or they were going to kind of go over you again. I mean, you know, am I going to not be promoted? Am I going to be, you know, be kind of left behind? It's not that the work is bad, but there's a little frustration that I was feeling, which comes from not knowing whether or not you're going to be recognized and promoted. But I did feel with these changes, when any time a company goes through corporation changes, whether good or bad, or companies, you know, expanding or you know, going through kind of, this one is going through a reface, a personality change. You just want to kind of do a whole perception change. Then you wonder, where do you fit into that queue? Where do you fit with them? And so that's what I felt you've been going through. Does that make more sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yeah. What do you see anything for later this year?
Yes.
Or not even promotion, but because they've only been there a short time, but, you know, like just, you know, just in general, work-wise.
Yeah, but I definitely felt that this is, in fact, we're, like Renee was saying, the 11, you're in that, you know, sometimes it's that insecurity and fearfulness of change. But I did feel that, like I said, you were, when I first started this with you, it wasn't like I felt you were going to make a change or you're going to be out of a job. It was just this unsureness about what was going on with your career within the company that you're with. On the good side, there has been some changes. Did this company, it's also like it's not expanded yet, but they're going to be expanding, and I see you in a different position, but I think it's more lateral than it is promotional. And with that, though, comes a different place that you're going to sit, a different kind of different duties, different things that you're going to be doing that is more challenging and fun. And there's, you know, so I did feel that you're definitely, there's like a real personality upturn in this whole company. Like they're really trying to make it a more enjoyable place.
See that maybe later this year or could be
It's ongoing right now, and mainly because there's some management changes that have been taking place. There's a major change that took place in upper management that is going to start reaching down and change the perception and try to be more involved with employees so that everybody can feel more purposeful within the company. And
well, Wendy,
yes, go ahead.
With numerology, as far as that's concerned, right around her birthday, she's going to become more happy, more settled within her work world. And so to me, it feels like that if she has the opportunity for any type of training or any type of action or even being mentored by somebody above her to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Because right around her birthday, she settles down and becomes more happy within her position. So, yes, there
definitely
is chance for improvement. As you said, it may not be upward. It could be laterally, but it would take her to the right place.
Real quick, and because we're running out of time, I just wanted to say I hope that makes a little more sense to you, at least what we're saying, but I do feel with this change, and it takes place especially right around your birthday again in September, you're going to find that there is more money in the pool for you to be able to, there's some more benefits, but there's also more money. So there's going to be, an increase in some basic salary, there's going to be an increase in money available. But there's some real changes going on in this company. Good things.
So that laterally, even though it might be lateral, you still might get more money because of the duties you're doing.
Oh, yeah. That's why I wanted to jump in with that. I definitely feel that this is going to bring you more money. And then I felt it's going to be within about 2 years, you're going through a major promotion upward. But this lateral change is going to give you different duties, different things that you're going to be in charge of. You're going to feel good about it. It does bring you a little bit more money. But there's a lot of major change going on that higher echelon of management that you may or may not be totally aware of, but you do know some good mindset things are changing. There's like a positive energy starting to move in this company versus, depression and, oh, my goodness, they're going to shut the doors or none of that. I mean, we've gone through that. This is actually positive things. But anyway, Lisa, I hope that we've helped you. We have to speed along. We are. But anyway, you have a blessed day. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
All right. And so, Renee, we are coming to the conclusion of our show. I'm not quite sure. I know we lost our producer, and like I said, with the technical things going on. So I just want to tell everybody thank you for your patience with all the technical things. But if you want to get a hold of Renee, if we're still connected here, Renee, I hope we are, can you give them how to get a hold of you?
They can reach me in the United States at area code 989-257-2337. And I also am like Wendy. I do four phone readings every week. I have 2 days designated. And so if you would like a phone reading, just contact me and I'll give you the information.
And if you'd like to get a hold of me, it's 248-826-8255. Or go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. Or simply Google Psychic Wendy Powers and you will find me. Thank you all so much for being patient. And Renee, thank you again for a wonderful show. And everyone have a beautiful and blessed month. And I will see you the first Saturday in July. Bye-bye.